And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt of papanewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com in Forestville, California, and Contraman of contramanconsulting.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, Angela Marie Horner of LotusRavenConjure.com in Santa Rosa, California, bringing us today's tutorial on magic in the workplace. Afterwards, they'll take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work, as defined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at form.luckymojo.com and connect to the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to our clients in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Contraman. Miss Cat?
Hi, Papa Newt. Nice to hear your voice. Boy, we had a last-minute tech problem, and our dear board op Nagashiva got it solved with 2 minutes to spare. We're all here. I hear Conjurman chuckling in the background, but I don't see Conjurman in chat yet. I hope he will join us. Well, I have a couple of announcements for everybody. Number one, if you're one of my patrons, I hate to tell you, it's going to be more dowsing bibliography next week.
Good.
Because
it's good.
Because dowsing bibliography is taking my life over. And I'm really pleased and happy to be working on it. So maybe that'll be the last one for a while, or maybe I'll never stop. Maybe it'll be all dowsing bibliographies for the rest of the year. I don't know. We have a winner from last week's Hoodoo Psychics Magic Mondays. This is someone who signed up at Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page or Instagram to get a free reading, and they get a free 15-minute reading with the Hoodoo Psychics reader of their choice. And the winner is Marianne Garces. So go ahead and get your free reading, Marianne. We also have the winners for the Lucky Mojo Facebook Fridays contest. So last week we had a Facebook Fridays contest. Guess what? It was on Facebook. And the winners each won a bottle of money drawing oil. And there were 6 winners. And we hadn't given away money drawing oil since 2022, I think. And the winners were Cindy Jackson, Yvonne Disher, Jack Darling, Seth Breedlove, Lucy Russo, and Mindy Neudiger. Okay, everyone had a 2-syllable last name except for Mindy. So we've messaged them, and they can claim their prizes by sending us their addresses, and we will get those right into the mail. The only other news that I have going around here is that spring has sprung. It is bright. It is sunny. Everything is going very well at the shop. I smell like a mixture of court case oil and money stay with me oil, because that's what I just made before the show started. And what an interesting combination. All right, Conjurman, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, enjoying the California weather. I hope that it's sunny and shiny up there as well. I always ask you, because whatever's going on up there will eventually happen down here in Southern California within a day or two. So when it's windy up there, it's windy down here. When it's raining over there, I'm like, oh, okay, it's going to rain in a couple of days. But doing quite well, been very busy. I can't believe how fast March has gone by. It's just, you know, I sort of blinked and the month is over. I felt like we were just talking about Valentine's Day a week ago. I really do. It's just, it's surreal that we're moving as fast as we are. We've talked about this before, but I do have a theory that sort of there was a time crunch around 2020 with the Great Conjunction and with COVID. And ever since then, time has been wibbly wobbly and wonky. Like you feel like you're experiencing centuries in a month, but then you blink and the year is over. Right. We're already at the end of March. So that's my theory is 2020 was the like turning point with the Great Conjunction and COVID. And we're all just experiencing a completely different relative experience to time flying by.
Well, I feel like we've got back on track right now because we've had the equinox and the weather is agreeing. So I think fingers crossed we have a good quarter. Meanwhile, the Cybertrucks have suffered total recall. There's always one thing or another going on with Uranus and Taurus still.
They're quite ugly cars, if I can say so.
They're just plastic unibody cars covered with sheets of metal that are glued on with the glue that failed. Yeah. We have Angela Marie Horner with us today.
Very excited.
And we're going to be doing a show on magic in the workplace. But let's bring in Angela Marie. How are things in your world, Angela Marie? Uh-oh, we have a silence from Angela Marie. And yet she was speaking so loudly previously.
We could hear her clearly. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Maybe some tech problems.
Unmute. Oh, no. More tech problems.
Unmute,
Angela Marie. Uh-oh.
My computer would not behave itself, and I couldn't get out of the screen I was in to go over to unmute.
Welcome.
Welcome.
That's all. Nothing major.
Okay. Okay. Well, my advice to you is never mute. Just be quiet.
Too much background noise on my side sometimes. Mm. So any hoots.
Well, glad to have you.
All right. Things are quiet. I'm back into security, so quiet is the Q word. We don't use the Q word. We don't use the C word, which is calm, and we never say we're bored. Any of those things happen, and the universe goes, oh, really? And chaos ensues.
Well, you're the right person to bring us the topic of magic in the workplace because you are working two jobs, one of them as a reader and root worker, and also a maker of spiritual supplies like mojo bags. And then the other, you have a job working in security. And you've always been a person who has, you know, sort of straddled the worlds, and I like that about you. So this topic suits you very well. Now, we're going to be talking about this, and I'm going to give a brief introduction. I'm going to turn it over to you, Angela. Yeah. Magic in the workplace, well, we'll all pitch in after that. Mm-hmm. Magic in the workplace starts with job getting. So we're going to kind of make a list, and I'm hoping that Papa Newt will type these in as I speak. Job getting is job number one, and there are many spells to do that, and we'll cover some of them. The next one is getting along well with coworkers, right? The next one is getting along well with your boss. The next is making sure that you get those pay raises or the position that you want. That's, you know, status within the company. The next one is getting rid of those coworkers you couldn't get along with. Mm. Or if you really can't get along, getting transferred, if you're in a large corporation, transferred to another department or another city, or quitting the job and getting another job. So these are sort of the natural life cycle of jobs. There are other things, starting your own business, but that's a different topic for a different show. But many, many people work for an employer, and what we're going to talk about is how to make these things work. Workplaces themselves vary, and I'm going to quickly touch on that. Some people work remotely from home. The spells that they will do will be based around their computer, maybe a little side altar next to or on their computer table if they work at a desk or in their room where they do their work. Some people work in an office. They're going to be a bit more limited in what they can bring to the office and do, but we're going to talk about some ways to do that. Then there are people whose jobs are outdoors. They might work in construction or they might be over the road truck driver. They're working in an environment that is changing, different, and not controlled by the job itself. Some people are freelancers. They turn in their work, but they expect to get another contract for another project. And so they need to stay in touch with the job while not being quite part of it. Some people work in very formal organizations where they go, an office is set up, people come to see them. Some people never see people. They're just working at the computer at the office. Some people are working on a factory line where they are making and assembling things. Some people are working in a craft shop where they are just building things according to certain instructions that are made of craft materials such as wood or metal or cloth. So all of these different types of work will require slightly different types of spells. So just keep in mind, if a spell is described to you that doesn't work because of where you are, it's not because that spell is not good for somebody else. And if in the chat, you can just kind of keep us up like, well, that spell sounded cool, but how do I do it in this job environment? So we're going to have a little back and forth with the chat. And I notice the chat is filling up and there's a lot of people here. And hello to all of you. All right. Now I'm going to turn this over to Angela. Tell us about magic in the workplace. Why do you do it? How do you do it?
Well, a lot of reasons to do magic in the workplace is a lot of what you said already. But when you don't have a job in the first place, you know, that's where you start always. And when I have, you know, I had a person who, no matter how much work I did for them, they didn't seem happy, but it was their job. So we were doing the wrong type of work. When you want a specific thing, like you work as a temporary person and you want to be a permanent person, you do that specific work. You don't just say, you know, oh, I just want in here, I just want in there. You have to be specific. And even though you have to be specific, keep in mind, magic's going to do what magic wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one example of magic doing what it wants to do is I put in a petition. I put in spell work with my expedite on my altar. I have a money altar that I keep up constantly. And I have him on there, and I did a spell to get a job as a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kept telling me, oh, you're going to hate that job. You're going to hate that job. And I'm like, I don't care. It's $35 an hour. I might hate it, but I will get paid to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did the spell, and it didn't work the way I wanted it to work. I went for the interview. I got the interview, got everything, went down to the physical, and it was my diabetes that stopped me from getting the job. And I came back, and I'm like, okay, expedite, I didn't get the job. I'm mad at you. That's what I asked you for. I'm not giving you what I told you I was going to give you. And not 2 weeks later, I got in trouble at the security site I was at.
Mm.
Not major trouble. Well, major enough trouble, but not enough to get fired from the company. And I thought because the DEI was taken away, which is that thing that makes it so that minorities can be chosen for jobs that they wouldn't normally be chosen for. Because of that, I thought I was going to lose my job completely. And I panicked. I didn't do any more work because at that point you don't mess with it. You just let the magic do what it's going to do and see what happens. I did get sent off the site, but I did not lose the job with the security company itself. And it ended up moving me to a site that paid me $3 more.
Oh, that's good.
That was not the way I wanted that spell to work, but that's the way it decided to work.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind when you do your magic, it's going to, it's magic moves just like water. It takes the path of least resistance, regardless of what you ask it to do, at least for me.
That's a very good way to explain it. I like that a lot. I've been putting a few links through the chat so y'all can see. We have a lot of forum topics about different forms of work on the job. And if you were to go to those topics, you would find spells and things like that. There's so much, that's available that goes back a long, long way on this kind of work. I'm going to start, however, with a very simple spell to get a job. And this is, I found this at the forum. and I was very happy to find it. And it is was posted by our old friend Lukianos years ago. And he just put it here, gravel root and blessed salt carried in one's pockets or incorporated into a mojo hand or a classic combination for job getting. And then he put the links for gravel root and blessed salt. Boy, that's just as simple as it gets. Mm-hmm. You carry that with you. I'm going to tell you a spell for job getting that I like, which is to get the logo of the company that you are aiming for. Or if there's a bunch of companies, you could get a bunch of logos. You can use a pendulum and put those logos out and douse them and see which will be the most copacetic with you. But if you just got a bunch of logos, put them out. Put a candle on each one in a little star holder, little yellow candle. Dress it with steady work oil and maybe crown of success oil. And you can also roll it, the candle, in a little bit of five finger grass, gravel root, and let it rip. Watch how those candles burn. Don't light up a whole room full of these candles. You're not going to apply to, you know, 20 places at once. You know, do five at a time, maybe. And see how they burn. The one that burns the best is the one you want to focus your attention on. So that's how to sort what they are. Then if you want to get a job with them, of course, you've got their logos on paper, got the candle on top of that. Zora Neale Hurston, mm-hmm. folklorist, used to say, if the wax drips off the candle and grabs onto the petition or grabs onto the picture, that means it's more likely to come true. So keep that in mind. And that's a really good way to find out where you want to apply and how you want to apply. So I'm going to turn this over to Conjurman. What can you give us a job getting spell?
Yeah, there's a really old-timey working that was particularly popular in places like South Carolina, where it was taught by a root worker, where you write down the characteristics you're looking for in a job. So it's not a company, but things you want. I want a job that is steady, that pays me well, that makes sure that that gives me the schedule that I want with a friendly boss, so on and so forth. You write it down, make sure it's meaningful as possible, and you put in it grains of paradise and five finger grass and just a pinch of salt. You fold this up and you keep it in your right pocket. And so long as you keep it in your right pocket, every step that you take will lead you to the job that you're looking for. So it's a very old-timey name paper working or petition paper working that's mm-hmm. done to draw work towards you.
That's really good. Anything you can get of the person, I was always told, if you can get their business card, you know, when you go to apply in person mm-hmm. for a job. And of course, nowadays people don't apply in person so much. Yeah. So that is something that you have to take into consideration, which is why I use the logos of the companies. But if you can get a picture of the person who will be conducting the interview with you, you know, through LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever system, print out their picture. And while you're being interviewed on the phone or while you're filling out the application online, have that picture there too. Maybe burn a little candle beside it and say, you know, Mr. Jones, look upon me with favor and so forth. Now, mm-hmm. Angela, you mentioned working with St. Expediti or Expedite, as people, they have different, the joke about him is, you know, no one knows how to pronounce his name and it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, some people call him Espedi. So mm-hmm. when you said that he didn't do what you wanted for him, and then you said, so I didn't give him a reward. When you finally did get what you wanted, did you give him a reward then?
I never actually got what I wanted, but I gave him a reward anyway, because $3 more is helpful, even if it's not what I asked for.
Ah, I see. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, the rewards that are given to him, can you tell us what you gave him?
I gave him the simple rewards because he didn't give me exactly what I asked for. So I gave him the rum and the pound cake.
Ah, okay, good. There are people who give him coffee and pound cake. There are people who give him red flowers. So mm-hmm. if you don't know about St. Expediti, he's a Roman centurion who declared his faith in Christianity, and his declaration is today, not tomorrow. So that's who he is. Again, we don't know who's listening to this show. Probably everybody is. Oh my God, why are you explaining who he is? But, you know, down the road, someone's going to go, what are they talking about? Now, you don't have to be a Catholic, to work with St. Expediti too. And I have, I'm not a Catholic, and I've worked with him, and he's very eager to help if he helps. If he doesn't help, just thank him for his attention and walk away and try something else. Mm-hmm. Now, there are also saints that go with people's different job descriptions. So, for instance, if you were going to work in a specific industry, find out who the patron saint of that industry is. There are also deities in different religions and cultures for different industries. For instance, Sarasvati is good for musicians, Indian deity, a goddess. And if you're going to go into, you know, foster kittens, you know, you might look up who is the patron saint of foster kittens. And you could work with Bastet, who's Egyptian. But there's also actually a saint, and someone in the chat is going to tell me her name. And she is the saint of cats. And so there's ways to get help from angels and archangels. If you want to become a doctor, you might apply to Archangel Raphael. And if you want to become a doctor, you could also ask Blessed Jose Gregorio Hernandez for help, because he was a medical school teacher. Gertrude of Nivelle. Thank you, Anita Perez. Gertrude. I knew it started with a G. Gertrude, the saint of cats. Conjurman, what do you have to add to this? We're still on getting a job, and we're going to switch to getting along with your coworkers.
I should say, if we're talking about saints, that Saint Joseph is just regularly called upon for jobs in general.
Yes.
Like if you're, there are saints that are for particular professions and careers, because there's been saints that have worked in all sorts of professions and careers, or they've overlapped with those. You could find, for example, saint of teachers, you could find a saint of safety workers, and so on. But the sort of go-to saint for jobs is Saint Joseph. He comes through whatever, like if you don't have a particular patron saint, you can reach out to Saint Joseph for steady work or to find a job, and he generally comes through. Along those lines of working with a sort of spirit, the Bible is an incredibly powerful tool and traditionally used in conjure to draw jobs. Psalm 133 is the most famous of them, often used. What you do is you write down what you're looking for in a job, or it can be a specific job, like you want to work at a company. You write down it on a piece of paper, and then you cover the entire thing with Psalm 133. So you write out your petition, then on top of the petition, you write Psalm 133. It's quite short. And then you put a pinch of salt in it, you fold it up, and you smoke it in blessed incense like frankincense and myrrh, reciting Psalm 133, particularly verse 3. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. So you recite this, carry it in your pocket, and it will draw to you the job you desire.
Wow, that's really great. Chant has produced the Mango Witch saying, like ZNH for anthropologists. And ZNH, because the Mango Witch is studying anthropology, I happen to know what ZNH means.
Zora Neale Hurston.
Zora Neale Hurston, that's right. Zora Neale Hurston was an anthropologist. And so that is someone that you could apply to for help becoming an anthropologist.
Yes. I mean, there's goes beyond saints, right? So reaching out to other type of spirits can be very useful here, not just angels, but spirits of the dead can be incredibly powerful. If you're working at a company and the company is named after someone, you can reach out to the spirit of the co-founder or the founder or whoever was sometimes buildings are named out of people. For those of you that are interested in, say, university work, right? There are buildings that are named after certain academics. You can reach out to the spirits of those, or the founder of a company. Be like, oh, so-and-so, help me to get a job at your company and I will raise the esteem of that company, and the spirit will be willing to work with you. So there's the sort of founding spirits of professions, there's the founding spirits of corporations or jobs, and there's the founding spirits of buildings that you can reach out to and work with. It's very traditional.
That's all absolutely true. Beautyesque author says, I don't do saints, but deities, Thoth and Seshat for writers. Also, if you were Hindu, it might be Ganesh for writing, because Ganesh is, that's what Ganesh does. If you were Catholic, you might like St. Catherine of Siena. Just, you know, there's always somebody. If you feel like if there's some ancestor of yours, that's also a good way to work for getting a job. You know, be with me now and help me. Now, I'm going to move on because we really want to cover a lot of ground here. I'd like to move on to getting along with coworkers. Let's assume at first that we have good coworkers, everyone's friendly. It's just the usual run of hens that are just picking you lightly on the head to see if you flinch, and it's not going to be, you know, some mob pile on you. That comes later. That's the bad coworkers segment of our show. But you've got good coworkers and you want to get to be their friends. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas and throw it back to Angela and throw it back to Conjurman. Number one, wear a charm on your body that is for friendliness and happiness, whatever it may be. It could be just a conventional charm, like a little heart or a sun or something to show that you're a happy person. It could be protective, but I wouldn't go in at first with protection. I'd go in first just open-handed and open-hearted. You can also carry a mojo bag for high energy or for people to like you. But my favorite is to claim your workspace if you can. So if you can have potted plants or even fake ones in your office, you might want to bury some a little offering of minerals like lodestones to attract attention, maybe dressed with a little attraction oil, maybe some pyrite for money, maybe some cloves for friendship. And just rather than making a mojo bag and burying a mojo bag, you're just basically putting a layer in the bottom of your plant pot, then put the soil on, then put the plant. And don't put salt in that. That always will kill the plants. So people say, oh, well, blessed salt is good for jobs. Yeah, but not for potted plants. So now you have a potted plant and you bring it in and you tend to it, water it, and care for it. As that potted plant radiates its energy, you will have an influence on people in the job. If the potted plant dies, you know the job is going to be troubled. There's going to be trouble. Bring another one in and try again. But as long as the plant thrives, you will be radiating that friendliness and happiness. So, Angela, what do you do to get along with your coworkers?
I don't push buttons. No, that is the other thing to do. But you kind of hit the nail on the head for most of it, but I work as security. So for security, I do need to have a mojo on me because I'm walking around. I don't have a desk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So mine would be a mojo for friendliness, would be a mojo for leave me alone, don't mess with me. At where I'm working, I take care of the people who take care of mental health issues. So my little protection thing I keep on me is more of a protection from, like, I don't want to say a protection from crazy, but a protection from like violence. It radiates, hey, I'm your friend. Hey, we're buddies. You can talk to me. It's cool. You know, and you don't want to be mean to your person because they're helping you. And a lot of times I can, you know, if somebody acts up, I've got my little mojo bag on me and I can walk up and, you know, just be really super friendly and bring them down from their, you know, crazy, unless they're actually having issues and need their meds. That's the only way it doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah. And then with people.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Other ways to like get along with people in the workplace is like some jobs allow you to bring donuts or cookies or something, and so you could do friendship spells on those.
Right. That's really true. Where I work, Lucky Mojo Curio Company, we have regular birthday parties and other little events, you know, Halloween and so forth. And everyone brings food. And when you bring that food, it can be prepared elsewhere. You don't have to be a cook. But if you want to, you can bring food that is prepared for friendship and solidarity and cooperation. And sugary baked goods are always welcome, and except there will be people who refuse them. So you might want to bring something that's anyone could eat. I've been known to just bring a vegetable platter and a dip, but the dip is where the magic is. Mm-hmm. And just saying, it can be done. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I pray over all the vegetables, but the dip is what's got the oomph to it. Yeah. And to make something like that, and I should make sure you have a little basil in it for the place to be, you know, family-like and friendly. Basil is very good to get for people to get along. Rosemary is good if there's a lot of women, because rosemary is for women to get along and to rule their space. And of course, there are other things you can do that are not sugar, that are very useful for fostering cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Conjurman?
I mean, peace water is phenomenal.
I knew you were. I knew it. I thought, if he doesn't say peace water, I'll jump in afterwards and talk.
No, it's a go-to. It's a standard. Anyone who's listened to this show knows that I'm a big fan. And it's one of those things that has been recommended, you know, for a long time. Every time I've spoken or interviewed a conjurer doctor or a root doctor, I'm like, what do you do to manage? Oh, peace water. It's just the go-to. Sprinkling peace water around your workplace works very, very well, particularly in the bathroom. You're often recommended because that's where people congregate to gossip. Right? That's where people go to gossip is, oh, did you hear so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that? So sprinkling peace water around the office, sprinkling it around your job site, sprinkling it particularly where people go to the bathroom works really, really well. You can also make custom sprays yourself if you want to sort of adjust it. You can add, for example, making your own spray, adding a few drops of commanding oil, adding a couple drops of pay me oil, adding a couple drops of a blessing oil. Oil will all sort of work to bring favor. It ensures that people respect you. It ensures that you get paid on time, and it ensures to keep the peace. It works really, really well. You can make a really small spray bottle that you keep on your person or in your office or in your desk. And every once in a while, you just shake it up and just spray it around the carpets so that as people walk through it, that they are under the influence of this spray as you pray. So it works really, really well. You can adjust this based off of your needs. If, for example, you're in an area where there's just a lot of gossip, maybe instead of blessing oil, you add stop gossip oil. So adjust it based off of the environment you're working on and create those custom blends that you can then spray around the office or use peace water.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Now, see, now we're edging into if there are problems. One of the biggest problems in working with others, especially if you're simply thrown together because you've all been hired by a corporation or something and really have nothing in common, is gossip. Gossip is terrible. And stop gossip is a formula that comes in various spiritual supplies. You can have the oil, the powder, and so forth. And that is used to make people literally stop gossiping about you. So you could take, for instance, stop gossip bath crystals and do your office clothes or work clothes with that in the laundry. You can also take stop gossip oil, put a little bit of it on the palms of your hands, or run a little thread of it through your hair to get them to stop talking about you behind your back. And it's not destructive in any way. It's not like a curse. You're just getting them to stop gossiping about you. If they keep on gossiping about you, you might want to make a freezer spell for them. And we've done other shows on freezer spells, so I don't want to get off on a long track about how to make a specific freezer spell for coworkers, but just trust me, go look up the show on freezer spells, and there's also a thread at the forum on freezer spells. Those are really useful for putting people on ice who might be bugging you, but you don't want to like curse them outright. So it's a good way to work. Another thing that you can do, and I've seen it done, and it's had good success, When someone is gossiping about you, you can also use bay leaves to protect yourself and make yourself invisible to them. So they simply lose interest in you. Also, arrowroot powder. You can put a little bit of that on your hands and in your soles of your shoes and say, just don't let anyone bother me. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you a funny story, because this is a little oddity. Just happened right before I came on this show today. I was talking with an old client of mine, and she does do some root work, but she mostly comes out of what I would call a Latino candle burning tradition. She's not into hoodoo 100%. She found that the CEO of the company where she worked was fired. There was then a temporary CEO put in. Her immediate field representative had to come and visit everybody and prepare them for the changes. This woman obviously was interested in her and kept on staring at her. My client wears a baseball cap to work because she works around forklifts and, you know, warehouse people, until she wears a baseball cap. And the field service person came into the workplace, said something, oh, it looks like you're doing pretty well, and said, how about this? And look at this. And so my client took her baseball cap off so she could get in amongst some machinery. And the woman grabbed her baseball cap and put it on her own head. And yeah, for real. And then after a while, she kind of laughed and she put it down. And so my friend knew enough to take the baseball cap home and completely wash it and completely decontaminate it from the magic that was obviously being worked. But she didn't know about that hat trick, that old hat trick where you put somebody else's hat on your head, and then if you want to, you can go in the bathroom and rub it on your pussy, or you can just wear it. She said, but why would this woman want to do this? Then the woman called her up after hours on her private phone and said, you know, I almost took your hat home with me, but you know, you did have a hair in there and I got your hair. And my client said, why would she say that to me? And I'm like, well, I think she has an intention on you that is sexual. And she said, well, you know what I told her? She says, I don't care what you do. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. And that was the end of the conversation. But yes, a boss can do that to an employee too. And in this case, there was a sexual attitude implied by this boss. And the implication was also, you know, you could come and join me in the field office. You don't have to stay out in the field, right? Yeah, pretty interesting. So don't think that you're the only person at your job who's using magic, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of undercovers.
There is a lot. So, well, let's talk about protecting yourself, not so much from sexual advances of your unexpectedly sexually interested field service rep or whatever. But let's talk about protecting yourself, not just from gossip, but from really evil-minded people, the kind of people who might steal and accuse you of having been the one who's stolen, who might fiddle the books, who might cut your time when they're supposed to be entering time records in, who might, you know, talk about you in such a way to get you in trouble. What do you do? Conjurer, we'll throw this to you. What do you do against those, let's call them evil-minded coworkers?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do to keep yourself safe. The work environment is a place of politics in many ways, and there's a lot of different personalities, and there's a lot of old-timey workings that are designed specifically for this. If you work in an office, for example, you can get a small mirror and you can set it up so that it is facing the door, and what you've done is you smoke the mirror in bay leaves as you pray Psalm 91, and this fixism, it's called fixing a mirror. It's very old-timey. You place the mirror so that it's facing the door so that anyone who comes in has their evil sort of reflected back on them. Again, you take the mirror, smoke it in bay leaves, recite Psalm 91, and then make sure that it is facing the door. If you don't have an office, you can actually take bay leaves and slippery elm, burn it to ash, recite Psalm 91 again, and then sprinkle the ash in your job site. So if you don't have an office, like a sit-down office. You can do this at a standing place. You can do this at any type of retail location. Just very carefully sprinkle just a pinch of that ash around the place you work so that everyone will walk through it, and it'll have a very similar effect to the protective mirror.
I want to add one thing to that. If there's something more going on, in other words, besides Slippery Elm and Bay, if you think they've already cursed you, you could add Agrimony. Mm. That turns back curses. All right. How about you, Angela? Do you have something for evil coworkers?
Evil coworkers. I'm hot foot. Hotfoot's kind of a go-to for me sometimes when it comes to people I just want to get rid of and don't want to deal with. It's for coworkers, they're not going to pick up and move away though. Mm-hmm. So the wording I use in my petitions for that is something like, you know, may you go away and be happy somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
May you get a better opportunity somewhere else. And yeah, you're, you know, giving a blessing to your enemy, but what better way to get rid of your bloody enemy than to bless them away?
Mm. Yeah.
Then, okay, you're doing work on me. Fine, I'm going to throw it back on you. Thank you very much, because I sent you a blessing and you just sent it back at me.
You know, that's a real important thing. There are very few job situations where killing your enemy is considered to be justified.
No, I can't see. Yeah, I can't see any reason you would ever kill a coworker unless you're just a nut. And then you've got other issues. I usually hotfoot to send away. And for a coworker, even if they are the most evil person in the world, I really just want the best for them, because, you know, if they succeed, I succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I succeed, they succeed. We're all coworkers. So like I had a coworker who was, yeah. And I sent, sadly, when I sent him away though, I ended up working in the same place he got sent to.
Oh my. Well, that brings up the idea of transferring. So to transfer to another place, another department, whatever it might be, is almost like getting a job. You could use same things like logos or, you know, whatever. You know, I've often worked with a map on behalf of clients. Mm. They're working in the Rome office of an international corporation, and they would like to be transferred to the Hong Kong office. And so you make a map that goes from Rome to Hong Kong, and you just light candles along the way over a period of time till they get to Hong Kong. And where Hong Kong is, of course, if you can get them to go there and check it out, you get some dirt from where the office is in Hong Kong, and you want to kind of ground them to go there. People can do this for themselves. You do not need a professional root worker to do it, but I've never had to do it for myself, and so I have done it for clients. And that brings up dirt from other workplaces. If you want to get transferred from Willow Springs to Kabul, go to Kabul, get some of the dirt, and bring it home and put it on your altar and you know, burn some candles on it saying, Kabul is where I'm going. You know, and help me get to Kabul, and you'll get there. It's using dirt from the desired workplace is good for finding a job, but it's very, very good for getting transferred.
It'd be good for keeping that spot too.
Oh yeah, if you want to stay in Willow Springs, you get some dirt from Willow Springs, and you make a little altar, have the pictures of the people you like working with around, and just say, you know, I'm here, and this is where I be. Now you can do that at home. But you could also do it at the job. Remember, I started off with a potted plant spell. A potted plant spell you can add things to and you know, make it be, you know, bury little things in there. Somebody maybe talks nice to you and you want to have them be part of your potted plant world. You can get a little coaster or something for the potted plant, and it should be in two layers. And you just put the picture of the person who you want to have favor you or stay with you between the two layers, and now the potted plant sits on top of the coaster, which they are in. And there are many ways to do that. I don't recommend putting something under a coaster with bare, naked to the world, because people will flip that over and look at it. You want it some way that it can be not seen. Also, in your desk drawer, you can have a Bible. Now, many people say, what do you want? You want a Bible at your job? There are many people who have Bibles at their job. Just get a little small, you know, nice Bible. And now in the Bible, you open it up to the relevant Psalms or scriptures. In other words, the person who is good to you, you have a thing, and you can put a little highlighter. You can put their initials. If you don't want it found, you can conceal it, like a star stands for so-and-so and a moon stands for so-and-so. But those are the different scriptural pieces that go with the different coworkers, and that Bible just sits there, and they go, oh, she's so devout. And they won't know that you've actually fixed that Bible to be reciting those psalms, you know, the workman is worthy of his hire, or whatever psalm it, or piece of scripture it is, from the Old or the New Testament that is what you want.
I do want to share personal talismans also work really well here. If you can't, for example, fix a location, or you can't get a Bible, one of the things you can get is actually a talisman. A very simple talisman works. I've been always told that if you're dealing with, for example, coworkers, or dealing with issues in which someone might cause you harm in a sort of, you know, in a small area, that is work environment, you're working in proximity with people, right? It's very different from your enemy living, you know, miles and miles away. You're dealing with people right in your workplace. So I was told that if you get a type of talisman, you're supposed to get it in silver, and then you must make sure that you polish that silver so that it is very, very shiny. You want it to be a mirror-like silver, is what I was told. And you can use this as a ring, you can wear it as a necklace, but what you do is you then anoint it with protection oil. You recite Psalm 91 over it, keep it on your person's. And you'll actually notice when people are talking to you, like, oh, that's a really beautiful necklace. Or, oh, that's very shiny. Where did you get that necklace? In other words, it sort of redirects them so that they're not focused on you and they're focused specifically on that talisman. And it works as a protection. It can keep you safe from the plots of the enemy. It can keep you safe from people who are gossiping about you. It can even keep you safe from those that are trying to curse you. So it has all around protections, and it works by extending that protection onto the body. So if you can't fix your office or your work site, you can wear a personal talisman and carry it with you.
Yeah. And speaking of talismans, I hope Newt is following along here. Newt, there is a good webpage on talismans at AIR that we should mention, giving some of the basics of talismanic magic. And another place where we discuss talismans and the types of talismans is the Lucky W Amulet Archive. And that is hundreds of talismans with an index to them. And a third place is the book, How to Use Amulets, Charms, and Talismans in Hoodoo and Conjure by Papa G and me. And that one will give you amulets and talismans for all kinds of things. Some of them figurative, some of them completely bland, and no one would know what they are. They just look like just a piece of jewelry. So that's a good way to work also. There are companies in which promotions are based on sales. And so having high energy for sales is something that people ask a lot about their jobs. I would just recommend for high energy in sales to have a little ginger in your tea, or have a little ginger candy or something of that nature. Ginger kind of livens you up. Other things that are good for livening you up for sales are cinnamon, cloves, allspice, basically the money-drawing herbs, the brown spices that are used like in pumpkin pie. All of those will perk you up. And Grains of Paradise is in the ginger family, a little bit hot. Chew on a couple of those. Those will get you going. And I do recommend that people who are in sales work on spells that they can eat or chew, because they want to put them in their mouth. Maybe a little drop of honey on your tongue is a good way to make yourself work well if you work in sales.
There's actually a really great sales working, a salesman I knew in Virginia used to have a honey jar with deer's tongue, a petition paper that he had written about how much he wants to sell and convince and persuade. He had put deer's tongue, folded that up, and placed it into the honey jar. And then once a day, he would just take a spoonful of that honey, put it in his tea, or he would eat it, and he would sweeten his tongue so that everyone he spoke to would come under his influence. And from what I could tell, he did really, really well in sales and sold quite a bit. So deer's tongue in a petition paper placed in a honey jar that you eat daily works really well here.
That's really good. All right. Well, now I'd like to move on to another part of workplace magic. And this is, what do you do if you have a bad boss? And, you know, when do you know when to leave? But let's try fixing the boss first. So there are a lot of spells for fixing a boss. And I'm going to put one of them. I hope it'll go through the chat. It's JD's Quick Boss Fix Honey Jar. So you guys talk, and I'm just going to be flowing this into the chat, because it comes out of the Lucky Mojo forum, and JD put this in a long time ago, and it's really good. And so we'll see.
Yeah, there's a couple really great workings that I can share that work well with bosses. One of my favorite is, of course, just Boss Fix powder. I was told this particular working where you mix Boss Fix powder with some the dirt of the job site, mix it together, and then sprinkle it around where the boss will work through it. And this works really well to bring the boss back onto your favor, make sure that they're sort of agreeable to you, and also that they pay you well. Boss Fix has this element that a lot of people overlook, and that it is to ensure your bosses pay you, ensure that you get fair wages, that you get the right raises and whatnot. So Boss Fix really works well. Another really old-timey working, and this was taught to me by Mama J, is very famous, is you actually take a licorice sliver, that is, so a licorice that has been sort of cut in a way that it has a surface on it. You write the name of the boss, the full name of the boss, and then you break the licorice, not so that it separates, but just so that it's sort of broken. Don't pull it apart, just sort of snap it, and then you keep that in your pocket. And so long that you keep it in your pocket, it will make the boss amendable to you, and you will have power over them.
Wow. That's really a good one. But don't, if it falls apart, you got to do it again.
Yeah. You want that to be careful.
But don't separate it. I get that. How about you, Angela? Do you have anything to fix your boss?
Mine is the good old-fashioned Boss Fix Honey Jar.
Okay, just like the one that JD had, maybe a little different. The one that the one that I put through from JD is really pretty much all-purpose. He's a good worker. We've had him here as a guest many times. And you might vary it a little bit, but what he listed there was good. And, you know, it's got bay leaves, master of the woods, master root, five finger grass, High John the Conqueror. And then you're going to put a candle on it, which is dressed with steady work, crown of success. And he added mercury oil. And then you recite Psalms 112. Well, the mercury oil would be for communication, obviously, or in times of mercury retrograde. That would not be necessary at all times, but it's always a good one because mercury is the god of commerce. And so always a good god to have around you. Boss Fix is an interesting formula because it contains some dollar bills in it, literally chopped up dollar bills. It also contains some red pepper. So it really is to, you know, tell your boss it's my way or the highway. It's a little bit of a sharp edge to it. And the idea is to get more money by doing that.
Now, yeah, I just thought of one. I haven't had any really like bad bosses that I needed to fix myself. But for a client, I made a loaded candle. So her client was male. Oh, not her client. My client's boss was male. So I took a white male figurine candle and dug out the bottom of it and loaded it with Boss Fix style herbs and wrote her petition wrote their petition, sorry, on the back of the boss's business card, ripped up the card and put it also in the candle with the boss's picture underneath the candle and burned that.
Wow. That's good.
Dressed in Boss Fix oil, actually, and do as I say. I think it was Essence of Bend Over and Boss Fix. Because her boss was a real piece of work. So, and I had to do something that I was nice at first with the honey jar, and because that was what I always use, and it flat out didn't work. Their boss was getting worse. So when I did the figurine candle, they actually came around. They actually stopped. They mostly ignored them at first, which is kind of what they really wanted. But then the boss started to be nicer to everyone, but especially them. And I'm like, okay, that's better. Because I was having fits over that one.
Yeah, that's a real good idea, a business card again. Business cards are sometimes the closest you can get to somebody. I have a client who worked for a nonprofit, non-governmental agency, and people were in different offices all around the world in undeveloped nations, and she came from an undeveloped nation, and so did the other people. But every few months, they got together at a central location in Europe where they would discuss the problems of their particular branches. And she began to find out after a few cycles of these meetings that some of these people were really wicked people. And there was a lot of hatred, and there was all kinds of shenanigans, I should say shenanigans. She sent me a photo of all of them sitting around this big round table in this big, airy, open conference place, you know, and you could just see the evil, you know, coming off of some of them. And the central boss who was in charge of all of them, who always would draw them together, was just sitting there like a, oh, like an evil toad, is all I can say. And so she said, what am I going to do? And I said, do you want to stay with this job? She goes, I need to for now. And and we're actually doing good work in our country, but this is really bad. It's a bad place to work. So we took the photo, and I instructed her to do it because she saw these people. And I instructed her. She had all their business cards. And I said, get all their business cards and lay them out around their heads, like on this photo, but we want the photo at the center. And then just one by one, just start Xing their faces off. Just X them up. Yeah. And one by one, they left. And about a year, more than a year went by, and I didn't hear from her after, you know, three or four calls where we were going over how to do this and what was happening, and that one person left, another. She called me back and she was like, so I'm about to get married and blah, blah, blah. And I said, wait a minute, what happened to that picture with all those people? She goes, oh, not only are they gone, the whole agency is gone. I have a totally different job now. That was kind of cool. I mean, it was bad, but good. And that kind of brings us to the last thing, which is leaving your job and finding another job.
Before, can I just share one real quick? If you're working with a difficult boss, there's one really cool working. It's called working with both hands. What you do is you write your boss's name on two separate pieces of paper. On one, you write your boss's name. Then you write Psalm 81 on top of the boss's name. Sing for joy to God our strength. You put a pinch of sugar, fold it up, and put it in your right pocket. You do the same thing on the other piece of paper. You write your boss's name, but you write Psalm 52 and a pinch of salt, which is about destroying evil, and you put in your left pocket. So you sweeten them, but you also gain domination of them. This is called working with both hands. And that's Psalm 52 with salt and Psalm 81 with sugar.
Wow, that's great. I like that one. All right. Well, to get another job, I always tell people, don't quit your job. Start puffing and fluffing your resume before you go. And whatever you can do, keep it secret. Don't let anyone know that you're looking for another job, not even your friends. You know, everybody agree with me on that one?
Oh, yes.
That's important because nobody is looking out for you but yourself. And, you know, that's something that young people don't know, you know, how bad the workplace is, how much it can be set up to harm you, make you do things you don't want to do. So always be ready to glide to a new job. When you find that good job, stick with it. It's going to be important for you, you know, for your life, your retirement. All right. Well, we covered a ton of stuff. And there's the Memphis Jug Band.
Support for this programming is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to our signups and take today's client, and today's client is actually from our chat. This is Miss G from New York. Miss G, are you with us?
Oh. She was unable to get to the backstage.
No worries at all. So what Miss G is in chat with us, and what they have wrote is, my husband is trying to find a job as a web developer. He lost his last permanent job in October 2023. He drives Uber for now, and I'd like a reading and root work on this, please. Turn back to you, Miss Cat.
Wow, how appropriate is that? I'm going to ask, what is the husband's sign of the zodiac, Miss G? Maybe she can type it into chat. We'll find out. No answer. She can type it into chat. What is his sign of the zodiac, please? I'm going to give up in a moment. No, there's no answer. Okay. Well, let's just then take a look at what we can do. This is very appropriate to the topic. I'm going to do the first reading. Angela, oh, here it comes. He's a Cancer. Okay. Ah, that's his problem. Okay. Sorry, honey.
I'm a triple Cancer, sun, moon, and rising.
I know. Well, you're going to do a reading on it too. But his problem is, because he lost his job, he's out of sorts. Cancers take things hard. You know what I mean, Angela?
Very well.
Yeah. And I love you. And I mean that in the nicest way. Their problem is they feel things deeply. And he's going to need a course of what my mother used to call upbuilding. She would say of her friends, that person needs upbuilding. And because Cancers can really feel lost when something that they counted on or people that they thought liked them prove false. It's very hard for them to take it. They withdraw. Okay. He's just going to have to, you're going to have to help him with the upbuilding, I'm sure. All right. So I'm going to do a 3-card reading on getting him a new job in web development. So card number one is a card called the Page of Swords. Well, that kind of goes to where we started. This is a person who's gone out into a project. We could call it a battle. We could call it a job. We could call it an academic career. And then things have gone against them. The clouds have come up and pushed the storm back upon them. Chattering birds overhead, could be gossiping people or people giving them bad advice. And now they're turning backward and they're going, did I undertake the wrong thing? Why am I stalled? Why are things not working? The Page of Swords is a card that can be confusion. It can be a feeling of feeling undetermined in one's goal. Did I choose the right goal? So that is the card of the past here, or the problem. And the problem is pretty much as predicted. The next card, we're going to look for a short-term solution. And this made me laugh because it's just a funny card. The card is called the Chariot. That's certainly driving Uber. the chariot is a charioteer, but it's not a card that shows success. It shows a guy in a chariot with stars and moons and all this stuff around him and a chariot that he's driving, but he's not really going forward. This says to me that there was something going on here that might have been a big astrological pushback. It might have been something that's going on still. It's a card of delay, and I would recommend that you get his chart done and look at how long this is going to last, because this is a card that does not say he'll get a job next week. And I would like to be sure that when Conjurman does the spell root work for this, he understands there's a problem here. And the third card is the what we might call the long-term solution. And this is a card of really doing some strong work to get where you need to go. It's going to involve help, getting help and offering help. And the reason I say that, it's called the Star. And the Star is a person who is naked under the starlight. It sort of relates to the chariot, which has stars also. And this person is watering little plants and helping them grow, and is also just causing ripples in the water, pouring water into the water. And that means offering charity or offering blessings to all without recompense. And this star woman has a bird on a tree behind her singing. And that represents telling people your truth, letting people know who you are. So the Star is a card of optimism. So based on this, I'm not going to give a spell or anything, but I'm just going to say that it one good thing that could be done is to offer to do website development for some people for a low rate in exchange for having your name there to, you know, so that people will know who did this web page was developed by so-and-so. And so that's kind of my idea, is offer something good to the clients, offer something that is generous and kind. The saddest thing, and I've seen it happen in all technical job sectors, is the person who had a good job lost the job because, well, the company went down, something happened, and their skill set is now frozen and stuck, and nobody wants them because the skill set has changed. This is true among software developers and web people in general. It's also true in the printing trades. It's true in many trades where things have changed technologically very rapidly. I would suggest offering what skills, what web development this person knows how to do, the husband knows how to do, for free to people who are in need, and just spend some time doing it in exchange for having their name, his name, on the page. This web was developed by, you know, so-and-so. And then that click would link back to their page where they offer their projects for sale. Does that make sense? Okay. I'm going to turn this over to Angela. But I am going to say one more thing before I do that. You need to be a cheerleader for your husband. There's a problem here, and I do think an astrological chart may be of help. Okay? And, you know, if his work is very high level and he can't get a job at that level, certainly, I know I've talked to people who, you know, wow, they had some really high-class job at some really big tech company, and the company went bust, and they're out of a job. And I said, well, can they build a web page? Of course they can. Well, why don't they build web pages for people who need them? Oh, that's beneath them. They you know, they've got to deal with this other thing. Do whatever you can. Whatever you can. Get them to start with something he can do. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to turn this over to Angela. What do your reading?
Okie dokie. I see that she's written he's doing certs in data analysis, getting a certification in data analysis.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that popped in my head while we were talking about all this was, you know, maybe he should go back to school. He probably already has the skills and just doesn't want to go back to school. School is not just for learning, it's for networking, where you can meet the other people. So mine and my cards almost speak to that too. The first one is the Enchanter, and the Enchanter in my deck is a journey. So he's been on a journey as far as this goes, and the journey is going to continue. It's not going to be quick. It's not going to be, you know, a turnover in 6 weeks. It's going to be a journey. And networking along the way is going to be key for him to get into that field. It's not a niche field, not anymore, but there are still cliques and there are still people who are going to want to know you paid your dues. And if they don't know you from the past, they're not going to care about you in the present. Which speaks to the second card, which is the Esper. And in my deck, the Esper is mind games, mind control, and mind tricks. That can be other people, but knowing he's a fellow Cancer, that's negative self-talk. That circular negative self of, oh, I can't do this. Oh, why am I bothering with this? I should just be comfortable. No, turn it off and move forward. Because until you turn it off, until you ignore it and start working on it, you're not going to get anywhere. And as a fellow Cancer, I can admit to that. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't turn that off. And that would be the Esper telling you, oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. The last card is the Necromancer. And the Necromancer is stuck. The Necromancer is, you know, not moving forward. The Necromancer is hanging out in the past. Maybe it's saying that he needs a new twist. He needs a new twist on what he's looking for. Be careful of the new twist. The Necromancer is also speaks to the same that the Esper is, the self-detrimental talk, because the Necromancer is first and foremost a negative card of doing yourself harm. And it doesn't have to be physical harm. It can be the mental harm of the negative self. So go back to school. Don't get discouraged by the up and coming kids, the 20-year-old who can do calculus in his head. You have your own things to bring to the table. And self-mutilating in your mind isn't going to help you feel comfortable in a field that, you know, your boss could be 20 years old. So those are the three cards that I have on it. And it does speak a lot to that when we get into that cycle of, oh God, why do I have to do this again? It speaks to that letting that go. And when she said you're going to have to be his cheerleader, you're not going to have to be his nursemaid, but you're probably going to have to be his Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. You're going to have to step way up, because this may not be the first time he's fallen down. And the more you fall down as a Cancer, the less you really want to get up, because it doesn't feel like it's worth it anymore.
Yeah. That's really, really smart what you said, Angela. And for me, looking at this kind of a situation, I'm going to go one step further. Some people say, well, I'll drive Uber and then I'm too tired to do anything else. Get him to set aside time for applying for jobs and time to actually go look for jobs, right? And whatever they are, wherever they are, make that be part of the business of finding a job. That so many hours per week or whatever it might be will be spent on the job. And again, I do recommend doing things for charity because of that card, the Star, and having your name with a link back to a web page where you can be contacted or he can be contacted for freelance work until he gets a steady job. All right, let's turn this over to Conjurman and see what he has to say.
Yeah, I think you've gotten some really good advice here, you know, particularly dealing with what Cancer is going through. We should also point out, astrologically, Mars is in Cancer right now. It's been there for a while. It retrograded. It's doing all sorts of funky things. Mars is not, doesn't do well in Cancer. It's sort of a frustrated Mars, and it messes everything up for Cancer. Mm-hmm. Good news is it'll be out by the end of April. So there may be some type of shift, something to bear in mind when you get some type of astrological reading. But by the end of April, you'll see some sort of shift there. What I'm going to do is give you some root work advice that, based off of your situation, draws on sort of traditional root work advice that we've received from root workers in the past, and some good strategies that we can be adapted to your situation. The first is to kind of remove whatever mess is built up. So in a sort of conjure cosmology, there is this idea that if you're unable to progress or you're sort of stuck, that something has actually gone wrong, whether that's been crossed, jinxed, whatever it is, something has gone awry. And so we're often told by root workers to start first by removing that. So take some agrimony, some rue, and some basil, and mix them together. Agrimony, rue, and basil working together here is really good for removing any sort of jinxes, blocked condition, crossed conditions, etc. Basil in particular works really well for Cancer, so it works really well here as an addition to that rue and agrimony. You're going to mix them together, brew this into a tea as you pray over it, let this cool, and use it as a bath wash for your husband. Now, if he's unwilling to do this bath, or he's not open to it, what you can do is strain out the herbs and then add a little bit of it to his body wash and shake it up. It'll have roughly the same effect. So you just pour a little bit into his body wash, not enough that he's like, what the hell is in my body wash? Just enough. You shake it up, and then he can use that on a regular. If he's open to it, no big deal. You can actually use the tea in a traditional conjure bath, in which he pours the water from his neck down, bathes himself, let himself air dry, gather a bit of that used bath water, and dispose of it off of your property. Now, this is crucial. You want to do this as a first step to unknot the issues. And my recommendation is to start this on a Monday when the moon is waning to help remove this. Now, the next step is to take a purple candle, particularly if you can get a big candle. It could be a jumbo candle, or it can be a vigil candle. And you are going to dress this with John the Conqueror, will help to address some of that self-talk, and blockbuster oil, which will burst through anything that is holding him back. Light this candle, and then by light of this candle, you're going to do the next step, which is you're going to take a piece of paper and write down what you want for your husband. This can be a conversation between you two. What is it that you actually seek here? Write down the list of the characteristics of what his future looks like, what type of job he wants, the type of pay, all the things that you desire, you're going to write there. You're going to fold this up and put it into a clean glass jar. Add in five-finger grass, gravel root, bay leaf, cinnamon, a small lodestone grit, and you can get these from Lucky Mojo. Sprinkle a pinch of magnetic sand into it. Pray into the jar and then close it. Shake this up as you pray what you seek from the future, what you seek for your husband, and keep it near you. Once a week, you're going to pray over the jar while shaking it, and this will continue all the good work that has been built from the sort of candle and bathing work and bring about the future that you both desire. So this is a sort of three-part working. We're going to remove the mess, break through the obstacles, and build up power, and then start to draw in the future that you desire, job-wise, finance-wise, etc. Let's see if Ms. Cat and Angela have anything further to add to this, or have any sort of adjustments they'd like to make.
Oh, this sounds really good. This kind of a shaking jar is good. You can burn candles on it. You can just leave it as it is. You can also use this herb mix and, perhaps sprinkle in his shoes. One thing I would add would be that because Cancers are so quiet in some ways, I would put something in his shoes and say, every day you're going to walk toward your new job and dress.
I would use magnetic sand for that.
The magnetic sand,
and then a little bit in the shoe.
Yeah, and put that in the shoe. Every day you're walking toward your new job.
All the best now.
Yeah, all the best to you, Miss G.
LMC.
You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance that brings you the best in hoodoo, conjure, witchcraft, rootwork, new thought, spiritualism, and pagan ways. Our shows include the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, live on Sundays from 3 to 4:30 Pacific Time, the Crystal Silence League Hour, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, and the Now You Know Show. All these shows are available as audio podcasts via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and at YouTube, where we make daily video uploads. Please like and subscribe at youtube.com/LuckyMojoCurioCo. Sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, makers of handcrafted spiritual supplies and offering the widest selection of magical herbs and roots, plus hundreds of free web pages filled with spellcasting tips and fortune-telling techniques. Our shop is located in Forestville, California, and we sell retail and wholesale online at LuckyMojo.com.
And here is the upcoming YouTube upload schedule. Be sure to watch for new uploads daily. Today, we have last week's Rootwork Hour, which was the Silent Secrets for Troubled Times. Monday, for The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, Episode 7, Basic Witchcraft Ritual. On Tuesday, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour from February 26th of 2023 on Sex Worker Money Magic. We have Wednesday, the Crystal Silence League Hour, Episode 25, The Four Branches of Crystallomancy, Part 4 of 7. On Thursday, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, Episode 171, The Principles of Symbolism. Friday, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour from January 12th of 2020, Hoodoo Perfumery. Saturday, the Crystal Silence League, Episode 26, The Four Branches of Crystallomancy, Part 5 of 7. And next week, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour YouTube Live with Brother Christopher on Mint Family Magic. And now it's time for our free spell segment with Angela Marie Horner of LotusRavenConjure.com in Santa Rosa, California. Take it away, Angela.
Hello. So for our free spell, where did my thing go? I was going to give the free spell of the one I use for work for safety. And this one is just safety on the job. Now, physical safety, spiritual safety, personal safety, job security kind of stuff. That's what this is more about. So you're going to take a small leather bag or a small flannel bag, whichever one you have or prefer. I prefer a little leather bag because I have some little teeny ones. And you're going to mix in the bayberry, the red pepper, and calamus root. But your calamus root needs to be a whole root, not the chips, because you need to dress your calamus root. You're going to dress your calamus root in protection or peaceful home or boss fix. If you really feel like all three of those are going to work for your situation, then dress them with all three. You know, maybe mix them together and dress them in one, or one layered over the other in what you find from most important to least important. You are also going to write a petition. Now, your petition can be straight from the heart, which I recommend. Your petition can also be a psalms. And the psalms that Conjureman said earlier is a good one. And if you don't like that one, there's a book called The Power of the Psalms, and you can look them up to see what fits for you best. So you're going to write your petition for job security on green paper. I use the little petition papers, the Tibetan flag papers that they sell at Lucky Mojo, because they come in a little pack of all colors. The green one is for job security. For job serenity, like peace with your coworkers, peace with your boss, peace with clients that come into your workplace, I would say put that one on blue. And for safety, like physical, somebody screaming at me, safety, like you're a guard at a prison, that one would be on yellow. You could put it on white and you could put it on blue, but I prefer yellow because it reminds me rather violently of Fiery Wall of Protection. And if you need that extra boost, you can put the yellow mustard in it, because that specifically is Fiery Wall of Protection, or at least it's in the mix. So, yeah, and if you, yeah, and for a combo petition, like you want the security, the serenity, and the safety, put it on white, because white will do anything you tell it to do. You want to fold it towards you when you're going to bring in the safety, bring in benefits, bring in the money. You're going to fold it away from you if you're having just too much danger, because you want the danger to go away. You take all your herbs and you can put them in the petition in a little seed packet, or you can fold them up in the seed pack, fold them up as a little bundle. And you're going to put it in your little bag, but you're going to sew it completely closed. This is not one you're going to feed like a little bird. This is one you're going to anoint like a talisman. And you keep it on your person. If you're a girl, stick it in your bra, pin it to your underpants. If you're a guy, if you're both, you have a choice of underwear. But keep it in under your clothes. Keep it close to your heart, because all of the situations are close to your heart. You don't really need to keep it close to your wallet if all you care about is money. Money still comes from the heart, because you got to eat. You got to take care of your family. So you want to sew this completely closed. And then you want to work on the first day before your first day of work. Me, I work Monday through Friday. So you make it on Sunday. Sunday is new beginnings. And you end it. And my work week ends on Friday. So you put it on your altar to charge over the weekend. And do it per your schedule, because that's your Monday and that's your Friday. I hope this is helpful to everybody. And good luck staying at work.
Thank you very much, Angela. That's a great spell. Only thing I would add real quick is, if you're going to sew it closed, you can also do it in a very light leather. We have a friend, Ray. He always wears leather mojos and leather packets because he keeps them in his right front pocket and he wants them not to fall apart. All right. That's the only thing I would add. It's a great spell. Let's go to Papa Newt.
Thank you, Ms. Cat and Conjure Man, and thank you, Angela Marie Horner of LotusRavenConjure.com in Santa Rosa, California, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers will be Brother Christopher of RuneWorker.com in California, bringing us to the tutorial on Mint Family Magic. Once again, we come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjure Man at ConjureManConsulting.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt, joining you from PapaNewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week via YouTube live stream at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available at YouTube at youtube.com/LuckyMojoCurioCo. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Papa Newt, and thank you for being so good at getting all that stuff into the chat. If you need links, the chat is filled with them. He's great. I'm going to say one more thing before we go. We do need more subscribers. Come on, folks, get your friends to subscribe to our channel. It's growing. It's growing, but the sky is the limit. If you want to donate to our YouTube project, converting all our old podcasts into video-friendly material, please send a little donation. There is a donation link in every video. We can really use the help. And other than that, I think all I have to say is it's been real fun, Angela. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Conjurman. This has been a great show.
Always a blast.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Night, everybody.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night, Gracie.